E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's siege of the Gaza Strip continues, with the war against Hamas likely to grow. Sagar Magani has more.
The Brookings Institution's Michael O'Hanlon says the operation's somewhat like past Israeli efforts, but on a far bigger scale.
Because they have apparently decided that they really can't live with Hamas in charge of the Gaza Strip, which I think means they're going to have to be much more thorough about dismantling the organization.
At the Center for Strategic and International Studies,
it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
John Alterman, as aid groups plead for corridors to get help to Gaza civilians, Israel has stopped food, fuel, and medicine from moving in. And if that changes,
they're going to scrub the humanitarian aid.
Make sure that at that point, you know, weaponry and other assets of Hamas are not being somehow moved around in all the confusion.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Republicans heard from Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan as they consider who to choose as next speaker. At former President Trump's New York fraud trial, evidence presented today shows he signed a 1994 document that gave the true size of his New York penthouse at just under 11,000 square feet. It was later listed at 30,000 on his financial statements. And new charges against an indicted congressman.
A new indictment charges U.S. Representative George Santos with stealing the identities of donors to his campaign and then using their credit cards to ring up tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Prosecutors say that some of that stolen money ended up in his own bank account. The 23-count indictment replaces one filed earlier against the New York Republican, charging him with embezzling money from his campaign and lying to Congress about his wealth. Santos says he has no comment on the new indictment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Hurricane Lydia has made landfall as a Category 4 storm near Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. This is AP News. The youngest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre has died. Tiffany Wong has more.
Hughes Van Ellis, one of the last three Tulsa race massacre survivors, has passed away at age 102. Ellis said he wrote the foreword to his sister's memoir to convey a message.
I want people to know really what happened, and then I want something back for that. I want my life back.
On May 31st, 1921, white supremacist mobs went into the black-occupied Greenwood neighborhood in Tulsa, Oklahoma, burnt down homes and businesses in more than 35 prosperous city blocks, and killed hundreds of residents. Roughly 10,000 black residents were displaced. Ellis said,
I had to go from job to job because if I'd had a chance to get some skill, well, you know, decent work, I wouldn't have to do that.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.